In the third chapter of Ephesians, the Bible tells us, "Unto him be glory in the church throughout all ages, world without end." Without a doubt, the Bible places tremendous emphasis on the Lord's church. One of the reasons is because the Lord gave his life's blood for the church. And that should be enough said if we never discussed anything else. But I'd like to tell you this morning why I believe in the Lord's church. I became a member of the Lord's church over 40 years ago, and I've never had any reason to regret that. The more I work with and study the church, the more I believe in its scripturalness and its practicality. Faith is a very personal thing, and so that's the reason I am using the word I, why I believe in the Lord's church. I believe in the church because I believe in God and Christ and the Holy Spirit and the Bible. The church originated in the mind of God. It was purchased by the blood of Jesus, and it is being guided by the Holy Spirit. And so one can hardly separate the Lord's church from God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. In fact, it's impossible. To believe in any one of them is to believe in them all. I believe in the Lord's church because I believe in Jesus Christ, that it's his. He built it. He bought it. It is his house, his body, his family, his kingdom, his temple, his bride. He is the head and the savior of the body, Ephesians 5:23. He sits as ruler of the kingdom, Hebrews 1 verse 3, 1 Corinthians 15:24 and 25. He lives in the house, Ephesians 2 and verse 22. And so love for this church, not simply nails, bound him to the cross. I think we forget these great truths sometimes. And so we hear someone saying, "Well, I love the Lord, and yes, I'm a Christian, but no, I don't care anything about the church." The Bible says, "Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it," Ephesians 5, verse 25. "As an anxious groom, he will come to claim his bride," Revelation 21 and verse 2. It is difficult, listen, it is very difficult to listen to those who claim devotion to Jesus, but who show no interest in his church. First of all, it manifests an abysmal ignorance of the Holy Scripture for a person to make a statement like that. And certainly, it is saying that we care less for what the Lord did. We're simply saying, "I believe in Jesus." It's much like one saying that he's not interested in proper diet, exercise, regular hours, or rest. He believes only in health. Now, that doesn't make a great deal of sense, does it? Neither does it concerning the Lord's church. Or someone may say, "I have no concern over political issues, investigating the qualifications and characters of the candidates. I'm only interested in good government." Think about what we're saying, and we're saying a similar thing when we say, "I don't believe in the church, I don't care for the church, but I love the Lord Jesus." I would like for us to think about several qualities of the church, and here are some of the reasons that I believe in it. And of course, just my saying I believe in it doesn't make it true. It's a matter, does the Bible teach this? But I believe in the church for some reasons that I consider to be very practical. It occurs to me that the church helps to fight the depersonalization of our society. We have mass everything, from mass media to mass transportation. It seems that we're headed for mass man. We are fast being reduced from people to numbers. To the government, we're a social security number. To the bank and utility companies, we're account numbers. To the armed services, we're serial numbers. To the highway department, we're license numbers. Thank God, to him and the church, we are still people. The Bible says we are the people and the sheep of his pasture, Psalms 100, verse 3. He calleth his own sheep by name, John 10, and verse 3. And in this age of computers and increasing population, we're tending to lose our identity. But not so in the church. She still teaches the value of that one lost sheep. She claims one soul is worth more than all the world. The church is that one place on this earth where everybody is somebody. Not everyone can be outstanding in school, athletics, or in the world of business or entertainment, but everyone can distinguish himself in the church as a servant of others. I believe also in the church not only because of its individual worth, but because of its ennobling quality. I believe in the church because the church builds men. Our schools are geared to make good doctors, lawyers, nurses, mechanics, and accountants. But the church is geared to make good people. We are trying to get people into heaven, and we're fully persuaded that before we're going to get anybody into heaven, we've got to get some heaven into the people. The church teaches the secret of being born again. Only the church helps us to become new creatures. Only the church instructs in the matters of conversion, renewal, transformation, and regeneration. I believe in the church of the Lord Jesus because it's the only voice in the noisy din of this society that dares to say, examine yourselves. The world is constantly crying, educate yourself, entertain yourself, exercise yourself, feed yourself, make yourself comfortable. Only the church is saying, look at yourself. Only the church holds up a mirror before our faces and demands that we take a hard look. She would bear the motives of our hearts and remind us that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. The church lives up the model man, Jesus, in all of his infinite perfection, and he challenges us to be like him by echoing his injunction, follow me. There's another reason why I believe in the church. I suspect that you do too. I believe in the church because of its honesty. I believe in the church because it's apparently the only institution on earth today which would hold man accountable for his actions. Accountability is a very real thing. It is certainly a scriptural doctrine. Modern psychiatry tends to excuse man for his failures and blame his environment, his parents, or his past. Freud would have us believe that most of our conflicts and guilt feelings are the results of our superego or an overactive conscience. His kind claims that all of our problems stem from curbing our natural urges, especially sexual urges. Now, if this is true, listen, if this is true, this permissive age should be a period of unparalleled happiness and mental well-being. But the fact is, it isn't. Modernists speak of wrongdoing in terms of disease, delinquency, crime, and deviancy. Only the church has the courage to speak up and call the violation of God's law what it is, and that's sin. Only the church still asserts that the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Whose voice but the church is insisting that we are responsible for our morals, or the lack of them? Only the church declares that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Only the church points an accusing finger in the smug faces of humanity and exclaims, "Thou art the man." I believe in the church for those kind of things. And I suspect that there are many out there in our radio audience who believe the same thing. We but simply need to be reminded. Another reason why I believe in the church, I believe in the church because it's of its controlling influence. I believe in the church because it's one of the few, very few voices that I hear calling me to self-control. The world encourages me to live a little, to grab that gusto, to be good to yourself, to do your own thing, to do it your way. But the church, with the authority of the King of Angels, demands, deny yourself. Our lawmakers are interested in the control of guns, prices, drugs, etc. The church is interested in teaching people to control their tempers, appetites, tongues, and even their thoughts. The peddlers of permissiveness are leading us into the most abject slavery, the slavery to self. And this they do by preaching a gospel of self-indulgence. The church points the way to the only true freedom, and that's self-control. It is one thing to be free to do as we please. It is quite another thing to be free to do what we ought. The world at large admonishes us to demand our rights. The church urges us to simply get on and with doing our duties. Another reason I believe in the church. Think with me. I believe in the church because it provides some answers. I believe in the church of our Lord because it's the only institution in the world coming to grips with the gut-level problem of human living. We have formed government agencies to study every social malady, from divorce to drug addiction, from drunkenness to delinquency, from shoplifting to social diseases, from abortion to burglary. These agencies amass figures, they make reports, they appropriate money, and they pass laws. The church is that one voice in the wilderness daring to get to the root of our problems. She insists that all our deviant behavior originates in hearts, and that the cure must take place at the point of origin. Who except the church holds up these words of the Savior? For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. Matthew 15, verse 9. The church persists in preaching this terrible truth. Hear me? Our misery comes from within. However, she teaches me that I'm not the hopeless, helpless victim of circumstances. I am not the unhappy pawn of evil predicaments. I can do something about my world, my life, myself. What's her solution? The church says, repent and be converted that your sins may be blotted out. Now, this is no easy way, but it is extremely effective. Envy, lust, greed, temper can all be conquered. The church declares there is a way to live and get along with others. We can develop patience. We can learn to love. We can forgive. We can get rid of those destructive guilt feelings and the sin which caused them. Acts 2, verse 38. I believe in the church because it not only tells me what I ought to be, it points me to a power which will enable me to become what I should be. I find the church animated by a spirit of power. And in the church, I have access to that spirit, and I find I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. In the church, I find brethren who will share my joys and my sorrows. I find those who are anxious to help me bear my burdens. There are leaders to watch for my souls. Her people genuinely care for my well-being here upon this earth. Certainly, these are some reasons why I believe in the church. I would hope today that you believe in it for some of the same reason. I shudder to think where I would be today without the church of the Lord Jesus Christ.